Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're diving into a fascinating topic about the future of air travel with a revolutionary aircraft called Airlander. Emma, I've read that this is something truly groundbreaking, right?
I see. Airlander is a hybrid aircraft, combining elements of a traditional plane and a balloon. It's designed for regional travel with ultra-low emissions. The article mentions it could reduce emissions by up to 90% compared to similar aircraft.
Wow, that is so cool. So it's not just eco-friendly, but it also promises a unique passenger experience. The cabin design allows for more space per passenger, even in a higher density configuration. I mean, imagine having enough legroom to stretch out and even stand up without feeling cramped.
Right, the article says that manufacturers are usually limited by volume on planes, but with Airlander, they're limited by weight first. This means they can create a more spacious cabin. And the floor-to-ceiling windows, that's a big plus. Passengers can enjoy amazing views without the need for pressurization.
Exactly, and it doesn't require traditional transport infrastructure, which means point-to-point travel without unnecessary connections. The ticket price is in line with current options like trains or ferries, making it affordable while still offering a premium experience.
I also noticed that Airlander is flexible. It can be configured for luxury overnight expeditions or carrying up to 100 passengers. It's designed to be accessible for everyone, including those with disabilities, which is really important.
That's right, the unique characteristics of Airlander make it stand out from conventional aircraft. It's not just about getting from one place to another, it's about the entire experience. And it's all at a similar price to other forms of transport.
And let's not forget the environmental aspect. With ultra-low emissions, it's a step towards guilt-free air travel. This could be a game-changer for the industry, especially for regional travel in the Northwest.
Absolutely, it's exciting to think about where this could take us. If you want to stay updated on Airlander's developments, you can subscribe to their newsletter at hybridairvehicles.com. Emma, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that this is a prime example of innovation in the aerospace industry. The Northwest has a strong presence in aerospace with companies like Bay Systems and Rolls-Royce, and Airlander is another feather in our cap. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe for more updates.
Until next time, keep flying high with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.